Welcome back to Wonderfield Stories, all you wonderful people. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. Now, have you ever helped build something amazing? Maybe a Lego tower, a science project, a story, a plan? And then, poof, someone else swoops in and grabs all the credit like they did it all by themselves. Credit is like a name tag for good ideas and hard work. Once it's given, it doesn't belong to anyone else to snatch, erase, or quietly peel off. Now, long ago, wise thinkers believed fairness mattered deeply, not just in big laws and rules, but in everyday moments. Giving credit where it's due is part of being just, honest, you know, strong on the inside. Here's the surprising twist. When you give credit freely, you don't lose anything. But when you take credit that isn't yours, you lose trust. And trust? Oh, that's harder to rebuild than the tallest Lego tower. So choosing fairness, especially when no one's watching, helps friendships grow, teams work better, and your character to shine brighter than any trophy. So that's enough for today's lesson. It's time for Chapter 27. Chapter 27, File 13. 10 years earlier. Dr. Wiki rattled his ceramic coffee cup against the worn dinner table, the sound lost beneath the low hum of a jukebox playing an old familiar tune. His fingers trembled slightly as he gripped the handle tighter.
"The numbers are correct. I've run the experiment a dozen times," he said, nervously running his fingers through his graying hair. "The machine is not just a theory. It actually works."
"Do you know what this means?"
The balding man across from him, wearing a tweed fedora, smiled dumbly.
"You are gonna be famous."
"It means I'm toast,"
Wiki replied frantically. The man laughed, shaking his head.
"This will make you rich."
"I'm already rich."
Wiki was unmoved.
"Well, then you'll be a whole lot richer,"
Hat Man replied as he leaned in and lowered his voice.
"You have invented a technology that will change the world. No more gasoline, no more electric bills. Everyone will remember your name."
Giddy laughter bubbled out again, too loud for the doctor's comfort. Wiki pressed his thumb into his temple, trying to offer some relief to the pounding ache building there.
"I'm not the first one," he said quietly.
The man blinked behind thick, black-rimmed glasses.
"Not the first what?"
"I'm not the first person to invent this kind of technology."
Wiki snapped open his briefcase, pulled out a worn folder, and slid it across the table.
"Of course you're the first."
The man trailed off as he opened the folder. Carefully tucked inside were a dozen different newspaper clippings pulled from various publications. Some were yellowed with time. Others had colored pictures from more recent publication. Each told a different version of the same story. He lifted an older clipping and squinted at the faded headline.
"Did Stanley Meyer die because he knew how to turn water into fuel?"
His lips moved silently as he read. Wiki chewed at his thumbnail.
"Inventing these things can be hazardous to your health," he said. "As soon as the inventors file a patent, everything disappears, including them."
The man's smile faded.
"So you're not going to patent it?"
He dropped the clipping back into the folder.
"You're not going to make it public?"
"I don't see how I can."
Wiki's voice grew tighter.
"This could be worth millions!"
The man's incredulous whisper cut through the buzz of the diner.
"There has to be a way around this. The world needs what you have invented. It could end all wars. Imagine, world peace is possible. Just like in the John Lennon song, all thanks to you."
Wiki leaned in, his expression tense.
"If you believe that, then you need to help me hide it."
"Why hide it?"
The man's face began to flush with frustration.
"How does that help anybody?"
"Rich and powerful people have too much to lose."
Wiki shook his head as he explained.
Those in control will never let this technology see the light of day. If I try to go public, they will track me down. I will disappear, just like all the others. And so will my invention. The man in the tweed hat was silent for a long moment. His fingers traced the edge of the folder.
So you're just going to make it disappear for them?
I have a different idea, Wiki admitted with a sigh. But I need to hide it. Keep it safe until I am ready.
The man scratched his head under his hat, thinking. Finally, he snapped his fingers.
I know a guy from the Veterans Club that might be able to help you. He's super smart, but kinda lost his mind in the war.
Wiki raised an eyebrow.
Can he be trusted? Will he stay quiet?
Well, he has no love for people in power.
The man shrugged.
He's kind of a hermit. Lives alone in a van, just the essentials.
Send him to the manor, Wiki said, exhaling slowly. I'll talk to him.
The man stood, adjusting the brim of his hat.
You can call him Max.
I'm afraid File 13 is gone, boys.
Max cocked his head.
It looks like Davey is gonna stay an extra year at the elementary school.
How do you know that?
Jace asked, grunting against his restraints.
Because I've been looking for weeks,
Max admitted.
It's just not here.
Have you looked everywhere? Kai asked.
Everywhere I can think of.
Max rose and paced as he talked.
The old man lost his mind in the last few years and became really paranoid. He eventually kicked me and everyone out of his life entirely.
Maybe that is because you betrayed him,
Jace accused.
No, I have always been loyal to him,
Max barked back, suddenly agitated.
I believe in what the doctor could offer the world.
He slapped himself on the head awkwardly.
We had plans for what would happen after he passed. The details were all laid out, how to share the treasures after his death. But he changed everything, hid everything.
Where could he have hidden it? Kai asked.
Anywhere, everywhere.
Max was growing more frustrated.
I've been over almost every inch of this house and haven't found anything.
So if Peebles wants to find File 13, there must be other files, Kai reasoned. How many are there?
I don't know for sure,
Max explained.
The doctor had many inventions, but this is the one he wanted to keep safe from prying eyes.
How much money is this invention worth? Davey asked sheepishly.
Money?
Max acted disgusted at the suggestion.
This is worth more than money. It will change the world as we know it. It is priceless.
What? Davey was confused. If it is so worthless, why would Peebles want it? Noticing the misunderstanding, Kai clarified.
Priceless means that it is so valuable that you can't put a price on it. Its value goes way beyond money.
The real treasure is power. And Principal Peebles wants it.
Max clenched his fist dramatically.
He will do anything to get his hands on it, including threatening to hold a kid back for no reason.
He flopped down in his seat again.
By the way, I think I can help you with that.
What? Kai snapped to life. What do you mean? You can help Davey? How?
I bugged Peebles' office phone a while back with a listening device, Max explained. I've been recording his phone calls for weeks to see what he and his buddies are up to. It went dead a couple days ago.
Max walked to a green canvas bag in the corner and pulled out a large rectangular tape recorder.
But before it did, I recorded a conversation that I think will scare him away.
With a quick yank on a loose thread, the rope on Jace's wrists and ankles fell off, and he crawled to his feet.
No offense, buddy. You fight like a wildcat.
Max held out his hand, and Jace reluctantly shook it, putting the matter behind them.
Can you lure Peebles to the public library tomorrow, after classes end?
Max began to formulate a plan.
You know the one downtown?
Tomorrow? We get out of school just before lunch, Kai said. The teachers have to set up for the PTO carnival that happens the next day.
How will we lure him? Jace asked.
We could tell him that we have the file he is looking for, Davey suggested.
Perfect,
Max continued.
Get there as soon as you can. And go to the self-help section. There's a large study table. I'll be waiting.
Thanks again for joining us for Wonderfield Stories. Now, before you head off to build, create, and imagine something new, Here's today's Wonder Challenge. The next time you work with someone on a project, a game, a plan, or an idea, notice where the credit belongs and just give it freely. Credit isn't a prize to grab, it's a gift to pass along. And once it's given, it should never be taken away. If you like more ideas and creative challenges that help you grow wise, kind, and courageous, visit jasonsoul.com and see what's happening at the Wonder Club. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices and you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.